not aware of what he or she is seeing. Indeed, the mind perceives and processes information with or without our awareness. Readings from functional MRI scans show that the brain makes decisions even before we are aware we have made them. Consciousness can exist, but it can evade detection in vegetative patients. New research reveals that a small percentage of comatose patients are in fact fully aware. How can we boost brain health? Three types of meditation help to achieve focus with less effort, reduce anxiety, and improve sleep. An active social life and the Mediterranean diet are two of a handful of tactics that may help ward off Alzheimer's disease. Some brain training programs could also prevent dementia. We all know there is nothing like a good night's sleep. Sac time enhances mood, memory, immune function, and hormonal balance. And yet the scientific underpinnings for sleep continue to be a mystery. As authors Raphael Yuste and George M. Church note, a century of research on the brain has only inched us toward complete understanding of this most crucial human organ. New technologies using DNA and optogenetics are certainly pushing us closer, but the enigmatic human mind may remain biology's final frontier for years to come. Andrea Garleski, book editor. Section 1. The Hidden Mind. Consciousness as Art. By Nicholas Humphrey. Consciousness matters to us. Many would say it matters more than anything. We relish the beauty of a winter sunset, the memory-fueled comforts of a homecoming, the inviting caress of a lover's hand. Conscious sensations lie at the core of our being. Without access to this marvel, we'd be poorer creatures living in a duller world. Yet the fundamental nature of consciousness remains a scientific mystery. The problem is not that we do not understand consciousness at all. Some aspects of it are relatively easy to explain. The problem is that one aspect of it continues to baffle everyone, and that's the feel or phenomenal character of consciousness, or, as philosopher Thomas Nagel has put it, simply, what it is like. Biologist H. Alan Orr probably speaks for most scientists when, in a recent review of Nagel's book Mind and Cosmos, he writes, "I share Nagel's sense of mystery here. Brains and neurons obviously have everything to do with consciousness, but how such mere objects can give rise to the eerily different phenomenon of subjective experience seems utterly incomprehensible." Theorists tend to fall into one of two camps. Some assert that the manifestly eerie and ineffable qualities of subjective experience can only mean that these non-physical qualities are inherent in the fabric of the universe. Others, including me, are more suspicious. They argue that consciousness may be more like a conjuring show, whereby the physical brain is tricking people into believing in qualities that don't really exist. But no one wants to be told the latter story, so I'm going to try telling the story in a different way. While I believe consciousness may indeed be a stage trick by the brain, I want to suggest that it is also a stroke of artistic genius. Consciousness as art is surely a more palatable notion than consciousness as illusion. I am not just looking to make friends for a theory that may be hard to swallow. I also want to influence the further questions scientists ask. The experience of pain. Suppose you prick your thumb. Your brain responds to signals from the thumb with an internalized hurt response, the neural correlate of pain. From an objective point of view, this response is nothing more than the activity of nerve cells. From your subjective point of view, however, this experience seems to be nothing less than, well, conscious pain. Yet, how can this transformation possibly occur? How can there be physical matter on one side of the equation and non-physical consciousness on the other?